Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today I'm talking about protection. Yes, this old paradigm of protecting your energy, putting up a bubble, blocking, shielding, you know, all of these things to really keep other people out, right? To keep other energies out, to protect you from negativity, all of these, I'm going to say old paradigms, okay? So today I'm going to talk about all of these old paradigms. And I'm going to talk about number one, why you want to stop doing this. And if you've been listening to my radio show for any amount of time, you probably heard me say many times, probably, I think I pretty much say it every day at the beginning of my show, right? Because we always do expansions, right? Instead of always getting into that space of you. So you probably heard me say a little bit of this, but lately I have just been hearing and seeing so many posts on social media about, you know, I can't protect myself from this, and am I doing it wrong, and why isn't shielding myself from this, fixing this problem? And I really, 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 truly wanted to really discuss the reason that I feel that you really want to stop doing this. Why I believe we used to do it, right? There may have been some time and space that protection was very, very useful. And I do believe that before 2012, before the energy started to shift, you know, back when we were in the third paradigm and we really were in this third dimension, right? Protection was one of those things that was very, very useful. So I'm going to talk about that. And again, what you should be doing instead. And I know that, you know, you've heard me probably expand if you've been listening to the show. You've been doing that for over a year, right? Doing that weekly expansion and talking about the benefits of expanding. So I'm going to talk about that again today and kind of maybe even go a little bit deeper into how expansion really opens you up to receiving everything, and how, you know, that really is the best protection. If you can receive something and you know something, that's a far, far, far better way to protect yourself than protecting ever was. And why protecting yourself has been really keeping you limited. So I'm going to talk about when you stay in that expansion, that really is the best way to dissolve old patterns. So if you're having a hard time, if you're always saying, why do people always come in my life and take advantage of me? Or why does this always happen to me? Or, you know, why do I pick the same type of men or women all of the time? Why am I always, you know, cycling in the same type of relationship and can't choose anybody different? And I'm going to tell you right now, that's more than likely because you have some paradigms of protection in there that are really, truly kind of putting those blinders on, because that's really what protection does, right? Puts those blinders on. It stops you from seeing the information. And so we're going to talk about that and how really, truly, you know, stopping the protecting yourself and putting those barriers down and releasing all of those old paradigms of protection and really, truly getting into the true space of who you be as the infinite being that you be and really receiving from everyone and everything, how that can really truly change your life and allow you to dissolve all those old patterns that aren't working for you and allow you to move on with your life. So lots of different things to talk about here in the protection. And usually this would be the place where we would start going into expansion. But because we're going to talk about this today, and because I'm going to talk kind of deeper about expanding today, I'm not going to dive into an expansion yet. We're going to wait. We're going to kind of talk about some of these other things first, and then we will do expansion. But I want to say, if you are a loyal listener to the show, I have not had a live show for the last couple of weeks. I've been doing replays. I just wanted to say thank you all for kind of the messages and the "where's my show" that I got there for a minute. I just wanted to let you know that my only sister, my younger sister, just had her first baby, and so I've been busy using my free time to be with the baby and help with her. And life's just been, you know, it's the fall, back to school, everything's, if you have children, you know, because right now, today is October 7th, or 2nd, I'm sorry, 2019. So we're really revving up into, last month was just a super duper busy month. And with my clients and with everything else I had going on, the radio show just really wasn't happening. So thank you for your support. And I do appreciate you checking in on me. It's always nice to know that people are kind of waiting for the new show. So thank you so much. So with that being said, today we're diving into protection. So number one, why do you want to stop protecting yourself? Well, again, like every time you protect yourself from an energy, what you're doing is you're kind of like saying, I can't receive this energy, right? So every time, let's say even negative energy, okay? So if I'm going to go out of my house, or I'm going to see clients, let's even say that day, and I put my bubble on and I protect myself from all of that client's energy, because I know that that's what most of us do that listen to this show, right? We're healers of some sort. We're engaging in clients, whether that means that you're a nurse or you're an energy healer, or maybe you're an intuitive and you're doing readings all day, you know, and you get up and you put your protection on. Really, what you're doing is you are blocking or stopping the flow of energy in between you and the people around you, okay? So what that does is it does, I will say, it does create a barrier of some sort, but it doesn't necessarily stop the flow of their energy from coming in. It more than anything traps the energy around you. Okay. So what I mostly see is, okay, so if I block, let's say, negative energy if I say, oh, I'm blocking negative energy, okay? Now, does that mean that someone can't still come in and do something bad to me? I mean, yes, right? Someone can still come in and do something bad to me. And I actually had a conversation about this with someone the other day, because they were telling me how they've been protecting themselves from narcissists for quite some time, right? And she was like, you know, why do I keep attracting them? And I said, well, here's the deal. By blocking that energy, what you're actually doing is you're locking that energy in the energy space and consciousness of who you be, okay? And every time you're, let's say, mentally preparing yourself, because she was talking about how she works with all of these narcissists and how she's surrounded by them and how, you know, she just can't seem to get away from them. You know, she had some blind dates and they were the exact same people that she hates. And, you know, she's been blocking and blocking and blocking, and why in the world can't she get rid of these people? And the thing I was telling her was, what you're doing basically is you're locking that energy into the energy space and consciousness of who you be. And then you're consistently, every time you're retelling the universe, I'm blocking myself from this energy, you're essentially kind of reiterating that you're locking that energy in. Okay. So Now, with the energy space and consciousness of who we be, and again, if you've been listening to this show, you've probably heard me say this like a million times, but basically, your energy space and consciousness, right? You are energy space and consciousness. Now, you have a body, right? The energy space and consciousness of you is like your soul, if you will. That's just a kind of a different way or a similar way to say your soul. Okay, so your soul is this big, huge energy space and consciousness. Now, your soul is not inside your body like we have been taught to believe, right? Your soul is the energy space and consciousness of you, and then your body is inside of the energy space and consciousness of you. Okay, now, some of us are still existing with the soul or the energy space and consciousness of us inside our body because that's what we believe to be true. And so we kind of keep our soul kind of small and limited within our body, when in all actuality, the energy space and consciousness of you wants to be this big, huge space, because within that energy space and consciousness of you is all of your belief systems, all of your points of views, every little thing that you have ever experienced in any lifetime, anytime you've ever been alive, anytime, you know, if you've had 200 lifetimes here on in this planet, in this reality, all of that is stored within the energy space and consciousness of who you be, all of that information. Every time maybe something happened to you, let's take the energy of the narcissist, okay? So every time you've ever had a lifetime where, let's say, you were maybe married to a narcissistic person, okay, woman or man, right? And you vowed to death do you part with that person, okay? That is a contract. That is a commitment, right? All of those commitments are stored within the energy, space, and consciousness of you. Now, if you start telling the universe, oh, I'm protecting myself from this narcissistic energy, what you're doing is you're trapping that energy in your energy, space, and consciousness, okay? And then what happens is your universe, your reality, your life as it stands right this very moment is showing up based on what you have stored in your energy, space, and consciousness. Okay, so if I believe that life is hard and I'm surrounded by people who are mean and again, like, it's not like, and I've had this conversation with lots of different people, and I myself used to personally feel this way. I used to think, it's not that I believe that, that's just how my life is showing up, right? Like, this is just what's happening to me. You know, I go to restaurants and people are rude to me. I go to the store and the grocery store clerk is rude to me. I have a blind date and the person is narcissistic, right? And you look at your life and you go, it's not like I believe this. I hate this. I hate that this is happening to me and I want it to change, but this is how my life is happening. Okay. So somewhere, this is where the flip has to happen. Somewhere in the energy, space, and consciousness of you, you have a belief that is true for you, okay? And I know that this is kind of a tangly place, right? Because you're like, it's not that it's true for me. This is just how my life is. Yes, I get that. But it's like that because of that energy right there. It's the repeat of the same patterns. And every time you protect yourself from any of those energies, like, oh, I'm going to protect myself from negativity today, you're trapping the negativity further, deeper inside the energy, space, and consciousness of you, because you see, it already exists. Yeah, you see, the thing is all of these paradigms, negativity, people who are narcissistic, people that are mean. All of these things exist in this world. That's the duality of the polarity that we've been living in this reality for as long as this reality has existed. This reality has existed with duality, right? Right and wrong, good and bad. Now, every single time that you lock in or you resist, right, by saying, I'm going to protect myself from this energy, you're solidifying that energy deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into your field. And what that's doing is the universe is going, oh, she really likes people that are negative. She really wants negative things to happen to her. Oh, she really wants narcissistic people to show up all around her because she's trapped that energy all around. And that's what you're continually recycling. Okay. Now, I believe that we used to do this because there was a time and space that protection was useful. And so for me, you know, 2012, December 21st, 2012, we had that major Mayan calendar shift, right? There was the end of the Mayan calendar, right? And we all thought, you know, people were saying, oh, the world's going to end, the Mayan calendar's over, blah, 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 blah. No, it was the end of an era, okay? What happened on December 21st, 2012 was the Earth shifted on its axis 6 whole degrees, which is the first time that we have ever had that degree of a shift. And it's been shifting like nonstop since. And what's been happening is the Earth has actually been shifting into a different planetary alignment. What that planetary alignment has actually been doing is it's been raising the vibration of the planet. Okay, it's been taking the planet from the third dimension, which is where this planet has been existing since the time that humans existed on this planet. The planet was in the duality of the first, second, and third dimension. Okay, and it was playing in those dimensions. Now, when we had that first initial shift, December 21st, 2012, it shifted the Earth on its axis. It allowed this different planetary alignment to be exposed. And since then, we've just been continually shifting. They're saying, at this point, we're almost to the point where the North and South Poles have completely changed polarity. And that is because the alignment has changed. Now, what that's doing is it's changing the magnetism within the Earth. It's allowing the Earth's vibration to shift from that third dimension where we have been stuck. Okay, so when you look at the first, second, and third dimensions, where we have been playing, that is really, really, really little tiny light fractals. And within those really little tiny light fractals, has allowed for very, very little duality, okay, because it's mostly darkness. What we have been existing in has been mostly darkness, and that's why we have struggled with paradigms like murder and rape and all of these terrible things that have been existing here on this planet have been existing because they've been existing within these lower level light fractals. Now, you have been able to protect yourself from that in the past. Okay, but as we move into these periods of more and more light, which is what we're doing right now, there's no hiding from these energies. Okay. Yeah, it's time to really, truly put our barriers down and allow our beings to be exposed to these levels of light. It's time to allow these layers to be exposed to, and to really look at these different places and spaces where, okay, yes, I have always been surrounded by people who are narcissistic, whether it was my parents, lovers, whether it was, people I work with, whether, all of these different people. Okay, that's just because you have had that energy trapped around the energy space and consciousness of who you be, and it's been stuck within there. Now it's time to let that stuff air out. Take a nice deep breath. It's time to allow the light to shine on that and go, okay, there's no more resisting of this information. There's no more making this that it's happened to you wrong. Now is the time to acknowledge that it's always been there. Okay, and that's it has been a point of attraction. The only reason it would be showing up for you right now is if it was a point of attraction within your energy space and consciousness. And it's not saying, oh, you've been attracting narcissistic people because you're mean or you're this or you're that. No, it's just all of this. All I'm saying here is that it's just been something that has existed for you, and it's not your fault. You didn't do anything to create it. It's probably lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes of old energetic storage, and now is the time to let that go. Yeah, just take a nice deep breath and just allow yourself to really settle into that space. Just think about that for a moment. What if you really, truly could let go of all of those patterns of people, of places, of things, of different parts of your reality that don't work for you, literally by learning how to show up differently? Yeah, just take a nice deep breath and just kind of let that go. So when I talk about this, really what we should be doing instead of protecting ourselves is the expansion, right? And so we're going to expand here today, and we're going to really, truly get into the space of who we are capable of being. And that doesn't mean that, and when I say capable of being, I mean that, how much space we are capable of really, truly taking up, right? Because when we take up more space, we give ourselves this option of allowing ourselves to let everything flow through, practicing protection, it keeps us so small, because what we're doing is we're locking out the world, right? We're protecting ourselves from anything that we have perceived, again, that's bad or terrible or not good, right? But it doesn't really truly protect us from it. It just keeps us locked up and limited. And I can 100% guarantee that if you've been keeping yourself protected, there's probably a lot of areas in your life where you have lack. Maybe lack of money, lack of support around you, lack of people that you can trust in your life, lack of experiences that make you feel good. I mean, lack of a lot of things. And you probably have a certain amount of a lack of joy within you as well. Because when you protect yourself, there's only so much that you can allow in. Yeah, so just take a nice deep breath. And today, let's go ahead and expand. So what we're going to do is, now I want you to feel how you've been feeling and even kind of perceive how things are starting to shift here just by listening to this radio show. And I want you to feel, when we get done with this expansion here, how different you feel within your body. Okay, so when we do this expansion, now basically what we're going to do first is we're going to put our barriers down. And by even just saying like barriers down, barriers down, barriers down, barriers down, what we're doing is we're kind of taking these energetic walls and we're We're throwing them down to the ground, okay? Barriers down. Barriers down. Barriers down. Barriers down. Barriers down. And we're going to take some nice deep breaths. And what we're going to do here is we're going to expand out. And all we're expanding is the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. And you don't have to do anything. Okay, so if you've never done this before, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is listen to the sound of my voice. And we're just going to allow your being to expand. You don't have to envision anything. You don't have to do anything. Your being knows how to expand all by itself. So go ahead and make yourself as big as the room that you're in and go all the way out and go all the way down as big as the room and all the way up. So you're going to fill up that room that you're in and take a nice deep breath and go ahead and make yourself as big as the building that you're in. And you're going to go all the way out and all the way down and all the way out. And let's go ahead and make yourself as big as the city block that you're in. And you're going to go all the way out and all the way down as big as the block is and all the way up as big as the block is. And remember, you're not expanding out your body, right? Just your being. Yeah, nice deep breath. And let's go ahead and expand out as big as the city that you're in and go all the way out as big as the city and all the way down as big as the city goes and all the way up as big as the city. Yeah, nice deep breath. And then let's go ahead and make yourself as big as the county that you live in. So go all the way out as big as the county, all the way down as big as the county, and all the way up as big as the county. Yeah, nice deep breath. And then let's go, this is kind of going to be a big stretch here. Let's go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in or province that you're in. And go all the way out, as big as the state or province. All the way down. And all the way up. And take a nice deep breath. Now we're going to go out as big as the country that you're in. And this is a double step, right? This is a really big one. So go all the way out as big as the country that you're in. And all the way down as big as the country that you're in. And all the way up. And just really take a nice deep breath and just allow your being to just settle into that space. Yeah, and then let's go ahead and make yourself as big as the planet that we're all on. Now, this is a huge jump, right? As big as the planet. Let's go bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. Go ahead and take up all of the space as big as the planet that we're on. Yeah, nice deep breath. Go all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. And what we're going to do here is we're going to connect to everyone and everything. So we're not protecting ourselves from anything here, right? We're just becoming one with everyone and everything. Nice deep breath. And then let's go ahead and make yourself as big as the universe as it is. Here we go. As big as the universe. Nice deep breath. Yeah, all the way out, all the way out. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. And let's go multiple universes. So let's times that by 10. There we go. And just allow your being to expand all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. And let's times that by 100. Yeah, and times that by 100, and times that by 1,000,000, And times that by a million, times that by a million. Now it's just so big, it can't even, you don't even have a reference point for it anymore. Times that by a million, times that by a million. Yeah, and just allow your being to go all the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. And take a nice deep breath and just really, truly allow yourself to really feel. Now, if you can't, if you don't feel kind of like a space where you have more breath, like kind of like when I get all the way up to the space of who I am as the infinite being that I am, it's almost like I feel this like, feeling. If you don't feel that yet, that means that you are not all the way expanded. So go ahead and take a nice deep breath and times that by about a million more. Really, truly get to that space of who you be. There you go. You can go bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster as the infinite being that you be. Yeah, and just really settle into that space. Nice deep breath. Now, what happens in this big, huge space of you is everything flows through you, okay? Now, when we look at negative, positive, right? Like, let's say if you've been protecting yourself from negative energy and you're in this big, huge space of you, no bubble, right? No restriction, just this big, huge space of you. Well, what I find happens is when I've been doing this expansion for a really long time, years and years and years, okay? And what happens as you expand, and for me, expansion should be one of those things that you do on a daily basis, 3, 4, 5 times a day until you just get used to being in this expanded space, okay? Now, what happens is if someone is small and contracted, let's say if someone's going out the house and they're gonna do something terrible today, let's say their plan is they're gonna mug people, okay? Now, what happens is when you're in this big, huge, infinite space of you, okay, you're in this, your molecules, the molecules of who you be are really, truly expanded, right? Now, what happens when you expand a molecule? Like, let's say if you're looking at a picture, right, and you zoom in on that picture, you blow that up, right? You make the molecules of that thing way bigger, okay? So when someone is going out of the house, let's say they're planning on mugging people all day, that person who's going to mug someone wants to stay really small, right? Because they want to stay hidden. They don't want people to see them, okay? Now, what happens is someone who is willing to do something bad or is going out to do something bad, they make themselves really, really small, okay? Now, what they're looking for is someone who matches that energy of smallness, someone who also is trying to protect themselves, someone who is trying to stay small, stay hidden, because they don't want people to see, okay? They're not looking for the people who, they're not even, most times, 9 times out of 10, people don't even see me anymore. People literally run into me all the time. I can be at the grocery store, little kids run into me, adults run into me, okay, because people don't even see me. They literally don't even see me. Now, it's not always great because people pull out in front of me all the time and, people will, I've had lots of different instances where people will tell me, I didn't even see you. People don't even see me. I'm taking up so much space energetically that they literally can't even see me. And what happens is I can see them. When I'm in this big, huge space and I am not protecting myself from anyone or anything, what happens is I start receiving from everyone and everything because everyone else's molecules are way smaller than mine. So when I look at someone, I can receive everything that person is being. So if I look at someone and I know that person has the intention of doing something bad, of doing something wrong, of potentially going out to mug someone, I can see that. And when I can see that, and when I can see that clearly, all I have to do is look at that person and acknowledge that I know that that's what they're going to do. And guess what happens? That person doesn't want to be around me. That person is definitely not going to be interested in mugging me, because if I know that they're capable of doing that, they want to get as far away from me as they humanly possibly can, because they don't want to do that to someone who knows that the jig is up. Now, what this actually ends up doing is, and this is, I know I've talked about this in another show, and I have quite a few YouTube videos about this as well. If you just look up Jamie Bates on YouTube, I have lots of YouTube videos on this. Because the thing is what happens when I acknowledge, when I look at someone and I have the awareness that that person is going out on the town to do something bad, and I acknowledge that, and I'm not scared of it, right? Because I know I can see it. It's not a scary thing. It's just an energy that's present around them. I don't have to be scared of it. And that's one of the, I think, probably one of the main shifts that going from protection to expansion really allows you to do, is it allows you to get out of the fear of things. Okay, because if I know someone is capable of doing that to me, I am no longer the victim to that. I know that, I can see that, I can feel that, and I can say, yeah, no, you're not doing that to me. Okay, so what happens when I see that is then what I do is energetically I put like a sign on them, like this person is capable of, mugging people. Okay, now if I acknowledge that energetically and I kind of like, I like to think of it like I like to put like a post-it note on their forehead, right? To me, that just allows that to become more and more obvious to other people. I'm not doing that physically. I'm not physically taking a pack of post-it notes out of my pocket and writing it. I'm just doing it energetically. Okay, I'm marking that person. Now, if I'm completely wrong about that person, that mark's not going to stay there, because what's going to keep that mark alive is the resistance. So the person doesn't want to be found out. Okay, the person doesn't want me to know what they're capable of doing, but when I'm in this expanded space, I can see it so clearly. You know, much of what stops us from actually being aware in this world is the protection of it, because we don't want to see it, because it feels scary, because it feels upsetting, because it feels like, oh gosh, what if it happens to me? The only reason those things happen to you is because you're unconscious of the energy and you stop the flow of the information. When you go to expansion and you allow yourself to be aware of everyone and everything, you can see things like that clear as day. So when I post-it note that person, for me, what happens is it brings more awareness to what they're capable of doing. So maybe the next person, they don't get away with it, because the next person becomes aware of it way earlier than they would before. Now, obviously, I think one of the reasons why we like to stay in protection is because we don't want to know things like that, because then it feels hard and it feels difficult inside, because if it feels like if we know that someone is capable of mugging someone, we have to do something about it. And the reality is you can't. I can't go to the police and say, oh, look at that man right there. I know he's capable of mugging someone. Okay, that's not how the world works. Just because I know something about someone or the information I get does not mean I have to act on it. And I know that that's a tangly place, and I know that that's one of the places or one of the reasons why we keep ourselves protected, because it just seems easier. If we don't know that people are capable of bad things, then we don't have to feel responsible if they do something bad. Okay, but the thing is you're never responsible for anyone else. You're never responsible for anyone but you, ever. Ever. And everywhere where you feel this responsibility to everyone and everything, and you feel like you are responsible to make sure that you police the scene for everything all of that is, Yeah, now that we're expanded and all of the energy in and around that, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now? And all you have to say is, yes, I choose that now. And we're just going to clear it out of there. Just energetically, all we're doing here is we're taking all of the energy where you're tied and locked into having responsibility for everyone and everything. And let's just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes. And let's just choose that now. And vaporize, 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 vaporize. In nice deep breath. And just let all of that go. Just let it go, 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 let it go. You are not responsible for anyone or anything. You are only responsible for you. And what happens when you acknowledge people and what they're capable of doing. Again, like if they're really truly, if you're completely 100% wrong about someone and you acknowledge it in your head and you kind of just give that energy away, okay, and if you're 100% wrong, oh well, it's not going to stick to them. It's not going to matter. Okay, but I'm going to tell you right now, 9.8 times out of 10, you are 100% right about what you are aware of people. Okay, energy does not lie. And when you start expanding yourself and you stay in this expanded space, you become so much more aware of what people are capable of doing and what people are capable of perpetrating around you. And you become aware of that energy so much faster because you're no longer locking that energy into your field and you're no longer blind to it. You know, one of the things that protection does is it's almost like putting a blindfold on. Like, okay, I'm going to protect myself against negative energy, okay? Put this blindfold on so you can't see it. You want to see that. And if someone is capable of doing something negative and something bad and something terrible, you want to see that. I mean, how often do we see these news stories where, you know, maybe the neighbor was an axe murderer or something. I don't know. They were chopping up people's bodies and putting them in the freezer, right? Doing these terrible, terrible things, and that they interview the neighbors on the news and the neighbors say, I had no idea. I didn't know they were doing that. Well, they had no idea because somewhere they were protecting themselves against the energy. Okay, now if you're living a life right now and you're perpetrating the same patterns where you're hearing yourself say, why do people always take advantage of me? Or why do I always, again, like have the same type of people show up for relationships that don't work for me? Why am I always the one who has to do this? It's because you're protecting yourself against the people who are those things that are coming into your life. You can't see them coming. And when they come, you have no awareness that they're there because you've protected yourself from the energy of that. And everything all of this is, and all of that, 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 all of that. Yeah, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of this from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. The best way to dissolve old patterns and move on with your life is learn to stay in an expanded space and receive from everyone and everything. And all of these old places where people used to come in and take advantage of you, and all of these places and spaces where you were the effect of others, you won't be anymore. Yeah, and everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Nice deep breaths. When you expand, you give yourself space to be aware of everyone and everything all around you. And I can feel this energy where it feels like, oh my gosh, it might be scary. What if I find out this? What if I find out that? Right? What if I find out that so-and-so is really a bad person? Okay, it's not really... I mean, yes, it's going to start giving you awareness of the people around you. But the thing is you want to know, you guys. You want to know what's going on around you. You do not want to live in a world where you are not aware of what's going on around you. That unawareness is continuing to create the issues that are showing up in your life. When you live in an expanded space, when you exist in a world where you are always in expansion, everything changes. I did a show or a YouTube video, I guess it's been a last year, year before. I talked, it's called Consciousness Tools to Keep You Safe. And expansion was the big thing that I talked about. And then I talked about acknowledging, right? Expanding out, being in that space, and then really acknowledging what you are aware of. That right there is life changing. If I know that someone is capable of taking advantage of me, am I going to make the same choices that I made before I knew that that person was capable of taking advantage of me? You know, that was a big thing for me for, I would say, a majority of my life, especially my teenage years, in my 20s, you know, I always kind of had this like, I always seen the good in people, right? And if you're listening to the show, I'm sure that you're exactly the same way. You always see the good in people. You always see what people are capable of being and not who people are being right this very moment. And you know, the thing is we all have good and bad. We all have places in our life where we make not so great decisions in our life, right? We all have duality that exists around us. And just because someone may not make a best choice in their life right now does not necessarily mean that they're a terrible person. So when I was going through my major awakening and I was really kind of, I'm going to say really in this space where I was like, okay, my life has got to change. I cannot live this way any longer where if people that are constantly showing up in my life, taking advantage of me, and then making me the bad guy. I mean, it was just a continuous cycle, right? People were coming into my life, and then, you know, taking advantage of me and then making me the bad guy. And I was so sick of that cycle. I could have plunged my eyeballs out, right? I was so done. Now, first and foremost, I had to acknowledge that obviously that was a pattern I had within my energy space and consciousness. And the thing about patterns is when we hold space for that energy, when we have that energy as a reality within our field, people show up and they see, they look at you and go, okay, what does this person want from me? Oh, they want me to take advantage of them and, hurt their feelings, whatever. Okay. And if they're capable of doing that, they will. So number one, you have to become aware of the patterns. And then when you see those people show up in your life, right? So when I started really doing this work and I started really, getting into this place where I was ready to be more space. I was ready to see who people were capable of and what they were capable of when they came in. And then I could see that pattern and then I didn't have to choose to make the same action steps I made before that created the same issue in my life. I hope that makes sense. You know, it all starts with being the space to be able to see it so you can dissolve those old patterns and you can move on with your life. So I did a show called Consciousness Tools. It was a YouTube show, Consciousness Tools to Keep You Safe. And I talked about in that show how my oldest daughter, when she moved to Chicago, you know, it was scary for me, right? Thinking about sending my 18-year-old to Chicago and she's going to be riding the subway system, the train, you know, she's living right downtown. She's getting on the bus. She's around all these homeless people, right? I want her to know. I want when she sees someone, I want her to call that person out. I want her to know, okay, I can see you and I know that you're capable of robbing someone. You're not going to rob me. I can see you. Right? I want her to know that if someone is capable of doing harm to someone, I want her to call that person out. I don't want her to be scared and protect herself from that person. I don't want her to protect herself from those energies. I want her to feel those energies. And that's the other thing, right? When you're in protection, it becomes harder to decipher the energies. When you're in expansion, you can feel the energies coming because you're in this place of always receiving. When you're in expansion and your molecules are really big, your energy, space, and consciousness is just receiving, 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 receiving. Your body is in straight receiver mode, right? So I want her to receive those energies. I want her to receive, yes, this person is capable of doing, you know, bad things to women. I want her to know that because then she's going to make better choices. Right? And when you acknowledge, again, when you acknowledge those energies, you call those energies out. If those people are really truly who they are, they're not going to want to hang out with you because you can see them. Someone who's capable of doing bad and terrible things wants to hang out with someone who has absolutely, positively no idea that they're capable of doing those things because they want to take advantage and they want to do it on the sidelines. They don't want to do it if you know. Yeah, so it's quite an interesting shift when you go from protecting, protecting, protecting to expanding, expanding, expanding because you learn things about the people around you. And again, that doesn't mean that, okay, if you find out your neighbor is a bad person, okay, that doesn't mean that you have to, again, protect yourself and lock your doors. And well, you probably have to, that's giving you information, right? Okay, I'm aware that my neighbor is capable of, you know, doing bad things. So you want to make sure that you take the action steps, like, you know, locking your doors, like maybe not leaving your animals alone with that person, like maybe making sure that you keep an eye on him when he's outside. And again, acknowledging, I see you. I know you're capable of doing bad things. And that right there protects you from the energy of being the effect of it. From all of a sudden, he did something bad and you had no idea. You always want to be aware. And that's what staying in the expansion allows you to do. It allows you to be aware of everyone and everything. And it allows you to always have information about everyone and everything. Yeah, nice deep breath. And all of like the energy fog, all of the shikyu, all of this stuff that's like, in and around all of this, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, deep breath, 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 deep breath. Okay, so we're kind of winding down here. We're almost kind of out of time for today. So to recap, really, truly allowing yourself to always stay in that expanded space. And again, expansion is one of those things that you have to practice. Okay, so if today is the first time that you've ever done it, or maybe you've been listening to my radio show and you've expanded when you've listened to the show, expanding should be one of those things that you get into the daily habit of doing. The more you expand, the more information you're going to receive about the world around you, and the more and more and more you're going to be able to make informed choices about how you move forward throughout your day. Okay. Again, like if I know that, you know, my neighbor or the guy down the street or the woman I work with is, you know, capable of doing something to me that I don't want to have done to me, then I can make better choices when it comes to being around those people. Okay. And the choices that you make in your everyday life are the choices that start to make up your reality. And that's how your reality shows up. So if I know the woman that I work with is capable of stealing from me, I'm probably not going to invite her to go out to dinner with me because she might steal from me. Right. I'm going to know, and then I'm not going to invite her out to dinner and then have her steal from me and go, I had no idea she was capable of stealing. I did. I knew that. So the expanding, the stopping the protection allows you to see what's going around you, what's going on around you. It allows you to see who people are being, and it allows you to make better choices. So number one, the biggest thing that's probably going to change for you if you switch from protection to expanding is life's going to get a whole lot easier, because what's going to happen is you're going to be making better choices for yourself. And if you're truly, truly interested in living a life that works better for you, allowing yourself to stay expanded all the time really allows you to have all of the information that you need to be able to make informed choices about people, places, and things. Yeah, and take a nice deep breath. So I hope that I explained the difference here between protection and expansion pretty good. And really, if you really truly are looking for your life to change, it's really truly time to stop protecting yourself. Protecting yourself is just limiting your life. It's stopping the flow of information and it's stopping you from receiving something greater. And this is really what we're moving into, you guys. We're moving into the fifth dimension. We're moving into the paradigm where it's time to awaken your life. It's time to have everything that you desire. And doing that includes being aware of what's going on around you so you can make better choices, so you can truly have what it is that you desire. If you're interested in more information, I do have a new course coming up. I know I'm always like creating new courses, aren't I? But I do have a new course coming up. It's called The Conscious Empath. And this is going to kind of be reality shifter in so many ways. The Conscious Empath is going to start out slow. It's really going to teach you how to truly be that conscious, energetically sensitive person in this world, how to show up as that person, how to show up and really truly be aware of what's going on around you, how to really truly be the space of you. So you can get more information about the Conscious Empath on my website, www.jamie-bates.com, and really truly join me. It's going to be a really fun class. For me, the Conscious Empath is really someone who understands how their choices are affecting their life, how their life is being created based on their choices. And again, a lot of this has to do with what you're aware of, right? And really shifting into that place of consciousness where you get that every single choice that you make in your life is creating the way that your life shows up. And if you're ready to really stop being the effect of others, if you're aware that it's time for you to move forward in your life and do something different, and if you're ready to start saying no to everything that's not in alignment with what you would like to choose, and you're ready to be motivated and inspired to create your life on your terms within the confinements of what you would like your life to be like, check it out. I'm again on my website, www.jamie-bates.com. You can also connect to me. You can email me. You can also connect to me on Facebook, my Facebook group, Expand Your Reality, where there I share lots of information as well. And you can also sign up for my newsletter and start getting information from me all the time. So thank you so much for listening to me today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for the feedback that I get. I love to hear the stories about how your life is changing just by listening to the show. If you have something that you'd like to share, please let me know. And right now, I don't know if I've even said this out loud on the radio show, but right now my radio show is on Podbean, it's on iTunes, it's on iHeartRadio, it's on Cosmic Reality Radio if you're listening to it live here. It's also on, Spotify, and it's on Stitcher. So lots of different areas, lots of different places where you can listen to my radio show now. So thank you so much for for all of your support and for joining me today. And I will talk to you next week where we will again expand your reality. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.